Menopause is a biological mystery of evolution. Nearly every mammal on Earth reproduces until they die, except for humans and two species of whale. Why do we live so long beyond our fertile years? Scientists have some new ideas based on decades of whale research from right here in the Puget Sound region. The research came out last week in the journal Current Biology. Dr. Lauren Brent is with the Center for Research in Animal Behavior at the University of Exeter.
So a new study shows that females that are past the age of menopause, female killer whales, are more likely than males and younger adult females to lead their groups. So they're out front leading groups around as they travel through the salmon foraging grounds of the Pacific Northwest in the summer months. And what we found is that this pattern is enhanced. They're especially likely to be out front in the years when there's not very much salmon around. So in years when it's especially important to find food, these older post-reproductive females are leading the groups.
What about the old men? Or the old whale men?
The old whale men. The funny thing is that there aren't really any old whale men. They've been following these whales since the 1970s, the scientists we work with. And they've only ever documented one male to live past the age of 50. So the men, whale men, aren't living as long.
Wow. You already knew that this was a matrilineal kind of society, right?
We did, yeah.
So what you're saying is that the old grandma whales are essentially the keepers of the wisdom and the lore of where the food is?
Yeah, I think you wouldn't be too far off if you were to say that. They have greater experience simply due to their age and then therefore have information that other whales don't have access to.
How does this knowledge or experience help the pods?
So previous works have shown that survival is tightly linked to salmon abundance. So in the years when there's not very much salmon, the mortality rates of the pods are much higher. So that suggests being able to find salmon, if you're on such a knife edge of survival, is really important. So if you live a long time and you live in these kin-structured family groups where helping your relatives is beneficial, then stopping reproduction in order to help those relatives so that they have a better chance of surviving and a better chance of reproducing benefits you so much that stopping reproducing and living for a very long time actually makes a lot of sense.
I'm talking with Dr. Lauren Brent. She's with the Center for Research in Animal Behavior at the University of Exeter in Great Britain. How does what you've learned suggest for the way we look at the pods of resident killer whales?
I mean, it suggests that we should consider the population as a whole important. And if we're thinking about conservation, then we need to think about keeping not only the population alive, but keeping a nice distribution of individuals of different ages alive. And so that means adding new whales who in 50, 60 years will be our new post-reproductive females, as well as keeping the health of the population we have now.
What does your research with orcas suggest when it comes to Homo sapiens, to we humans?
Yeah, so our research has huge implications, I think, for understanding menopause in humans, because, of course, for the majority of human evolution, we also didn't have very complicated means of passing information around. Information was stored within individuals, so we didn't have books or the internet where you could look things up. If you wanted to know something, you had to ask somebody. And just like the killer whales, probably the best person to ask would be the older individual who had greater experience than you did. And it's so similarly, since humans live in these family-structured groups, older females have the potential to also pass information to their close relatives and therefore to help them survive and reproduce and as a consequence gain the benefits that we think are necessary in order for menopause to evolve.
That's a very comforting thought in this youth-centric society that we live in here, at least in the United States. Do you have any advice for some of us who are in the older granny stage of our lives?
No, I don't have any advice for grannies. I think they're probably doing all right. I maybe have advice for the younger generations to, you know, listen to your mother, listen to your grandmother.
Lauren Brent, research fellow for the Center for Research in Animal Behavior. Her study on menopausal orcas certainly provides some food for thought when it comes to humans. I'm Marcy Silman. This is The Record from KUOW.